Tab D. Chapter 5b. Getting recombinant plasmids into bacteria. Introduction. Chapter 1 gave you a chance to work with two physical tools and techniques of genetic engineering that are used to clone a gene, the micropipette and gel electrophoresis. Two other important genetic engineering tools are plasmids and restriction enzymes, biomolecules found in many bacteria. These tools enable scientists to create a vector, a vehicle for carrying DNA sequences from one organism to another. This vector is a recombinant plasmid, a small piece of circular DNA that contains a gene. Once the plasmid has been taken up by E. coli, a common bacterium found in the gut of warm-blooded animals, through a process called transformation, the plasmid can replicate or be copied, and its gene can be expressed. The protein can be made using the bacterial cell's protein synthesizing machinery. In this chapter, you will model how a recombinant plasmid is made, and then practice the lab skills you learned in Chapter 1 as you carry out the transformation of E. coli bacteria using a recombinant plasmid that contains the RFP gene. If you were making human therapeutic protein, the bacteria that you'd transform would contain the human gene and would be capable of producing the desired human therapeutic protein. Chapter 5b, Goals. By the end of this chapter, you will be able to do the following. Describe the characteristics of plasmids. Explain how to use restriction enzymes to create a recombinant plasmid. Describe the role of transformation in the gene cloning process. Explain the purpose of each control in the transformation experiment. Explain how the information encoded in a gene is expressed as a trait. What do you already know? Discuss the following questions with your partner and write your ideas in your notebook. Be prepared to discuss your responses with the class. Don't worry if you don't know all the answers. Discussing these questions will help you think about what you already know about DNA, plasmids, restriction enzymes, plasmid uptake, and gene expression in bacteria. 1. All living organisms contain DNA. In what ways is DNA from different organisms the same, and in what ways does it vary? 2. Scientists use two biological tools to engineer organisms to make new proteins, plasmids and restriction enzymes. How might each of these be useful in creating a new protein? 3. What is the relationship among genes, proteins, and traits, or observable characteristics? 4. What do bacteria and humans have in common that makes it possible for a human gene to be expressed in bacteria?